Professor Shaw then goes on to debunk the myth that the games are a moneymaker for both the province and the host city.
Basically, there is very little money to be made in the Olympics if you count all the costs. If you do purely economic impacts and you don't look at all the costs, you don't look at the infrastructure you have to build, you don't look at the super projects that you have to do because the IOC wants them, and you don't look at the security costs, and we'll come back to security costs, you're not going to make any money. And there is a new study that just came out, just released, as far as I know, on last Thursday from Western University that is going to make that point even more clearly. So again, those are your numbers. That's what you could possibly get. And then they estimated tourism from various estimates. Again, there's your kind of medium high. You could get 2.7 million tourists coming to the province of BC during this time. But the caveats, again, are these. Okay, so sure, even if you want to double it and say out of province impact could be as big as the in province. The out of province thing is going to be the one numbers we just saw. The in province thing could be at least as big. So double the numbers you've just heard, but it didn't measure the positive impacts against the costs required to obtain them, as a cost-benefit analysis would do. Okay, and again, cost-benefit analysis, a true cost-benefit analysis, would not only look at the economic numbers, it would consider the impact on the environment, it would consider the impact on the poor, it would consider the impact on things such as what we call opportunity costs. What happens if you don't build the community? What if you use that money for something else? So, this is the latest report that was just released, an article called Olympic Caveats, Host Cities Risk Debt and Scandal by Howard Burks, released on October 1st, basically said, if money-making were an Olympic event, no city hosting the Games would win a gold medal, or silver, or bronze. That's pretty safe, pretty clear statement. And is based on a study by Robert Barney of the Center for Olympic Studies at Western University, who blatantly says there's never been an Olympic Games that has made a profit. And I think Mr. Barney is correct. And that flies in the face of most of the stuff we've been told. We've been told that Los Angeles made a profit. It did, but only if you look at the operating period. We've been told that Calgary made a profit. It made a marginal profit. We've been told that Barcelona got a new port, which it did, but for a huge capital outlay. So these things are highlighted as this is your Nigerian banking scam. You can make this profit if you only open up your bank account. If you gamble with your money, you can actually make a lot of money. But again, the numbers, if you go back in history and look at across the board, you are very unlikely to do so. In fact, you're likely to lose a lot of money. So let's do a reality check. The promises in 2002, and there were a lot of promises made by Bidcorp and later by Vanoc. We were told that the overall cost to taxpayers, provincial and federal, were going to be something around about $660 million. That was going to be all in, everything. Okay. We were told, Larry Campbell said this, the games won't cost Vancouver one penny. Well, as we'll see, Larry may actually have been telling the truth because it's a little bit more than a penny, but let's say he meant it as not costing anything. As Richard Daley in Chicago just recently told his citizens before his bid got kicked out of the park, that it wouldn't cost Chicagoans a dime. Vanoc's business plan had the fundamental assumption, and it was stated in the business plan, which was released, by the way, 3 years late, that the economy will continue to be strong through 2010, which was a kind of an amazing statement to be making at the time, considering that people such as Alan Greenspan had been talking about this irrational exuberance and the problem of the markets, and the problem, furthermore, that the subprime industry was likely to take down the entire real estate industry in North America, as it did. And it's not as if this stuff wasn't known. It's not as if people didn't realize that the economy had real issues, that you could go into a recession. But Vanoc, in building his business plan, and this is unusual for a business plan, and I've built business plans before, Vanoc, for his business plan, didn't have any range of outcomes. They didn't say, okay, here's how great it could be, here's how bad it could be, and here's the middle course. They had, no, just the happy, happy, joy, joy. Everything's going to be perfect through 2010, leaving aside all this other stuff, and that things, you know, that all it can possibly do, the rose-colored glasses firmly planted on their faces, and that's one option. The other one is that they're lying. And that all of these things can only generate money, and the economy can only improve. These were things that were essential: the convention center, airport connector, and the See the Sky Highway had to be happening for the games. The IOC told Vanoc and the government in no uncertain terms, well, it was Bidcorp at the time, no uncertain terms, that they needed to be able to get to Whistler faster. Therefore, improve the highway. And as always, organizers bow and immediately go obey of the IOC. They were told, for example, that the mega construction projects would boost the economy, but it comes back to our first question, is that the way to build an economy? that it would help the poor and the homeless, and this is a bit of the Milton Friedman-esque oats through the horse feeding the sparrows idea, and that security costs were trivial, nothing, practically free, $175 million, and that they would make sure that native symbols and culture were an integral part of the games. So what, 7 years later, what do we see? Well, the cost that we know about, and I want to emphasize know about, because we don't know all of the amounts of money spent, what we know about is about $6 billion.